Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to do Mitch, please? You want to prove me wrong first? Let's do Mitch, please, first. And then I guess I'm going to get proven wrong. All right, here we go. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Ken. So today's clip
You really want to do this? Okay. Sounded thrilling.
This clip actually comes from this weekend after the NFL draft. It was actually one of the top receivers taken in the draft, second-round pick Keon Coleman, to the Buffalo Bills, who went viral for this little moment he had at the beginning of his draft. He was wearing this big yellow puffy coat during his opening press conference in Buffalo. Somebody asked where he got it from.
Like putty?
Basically, yeah. I remember that episode, yeah.
It was.
And it was in the same texture as the Gore-Tex one, but they asked him where he got his coat, and he had this funny response.
Got you a coat from here?
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You, guess where I got this from, though. I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean?
Tom Izzo.
They be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there, personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
You will need that in Buffalo. It's always easier.
They don't have a dome.
To say than
no,
actually
they don't.
Do it.
No, they don't.
Because we all know when to buy certain things, like wrapping paper. When's the best time to buy
now?
Wrapping paper. Right. But when do you buy it? You buy it in the winter when you need
it.
You
buy it 2 weeks after
some
Christmas.
That stuff ain't available. You tried buying Christmas lights now. Buyer beware. There you only get some bad strands.
That's right. True.
Yeah.
What the stuff that's returned?
The time you really do we're off Christmas and New Year between Christmas and New Year's last year. Mm-hmm. I went to Home Depot like every day, about 3 boxes of lights. They were down like $6. I was like, yeah, I'm in. Every day. 3 different boxes of lights times a week. I mean, that's a lot of lights.
Yeah. I think you're addicted to lights, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It sounds like you might OD on lights.
I'm addicted to value.
Unlike the Cavs.
I'm addicted to love.
Who succumbed to the lights. First it was New York
City. The lights are too bright.
And then it was Orlando.
They can't come over to my house for Christmas. They go, oh, no.
Ken's house is too bright.
Oh, gosh. We shrink. And
I mean, we're going to have Charlotte. Somehow, some way, we're going to be playing Charlotte next year.
And lights are too bright.
That's going to be too bright for us.
Well, that tough place to play, which is Charlotte. Oof. The ghost of Larry Johnson.
And they're going to bring Grandmama out.
Muggsy.
To throw up opening tip off.
Yeah. Del Curry.
All right. You want to make me look bad? Well, hey, by the way, nicely done, Mitch. That added to it. I thought it was either going to be that or Xavier Legette, which people are saying he sounded like Farmer Fran because he's from the South.
On a normal day, I would say, Mitch, that would have been a fail. But today's show's been too damn serious. Yeah. Because the Cavs have put us in a horrible place right now with 2-2.
It's a no-fun Monday.
Like, yeah. There is a, if you go to certain places, like, I don't know how much time you've spent in South Carolina. Like, I have visited family down there, and there are people you ain't going, they got to point to things you are not going to understand.
Who's down there, Clemson girl?
Yeah. Yes.
Named Clemson girl.
Well, I wouldn't say I've visited. I've had to.
Been in the vicinity.
Bailout's a word that I might use either way. Sorry.
I've been subpoenaed there.
There are people in certain parts of South Carolina and in the South where they just have to point to something. You are not going to understand them. And that's the way people were talking about Xavier Leggett in his press conference after he was selected by Carolina over the last weekend. All right, so what is this? This is Jason and I? All right, fine. I'm going to hear myself be wrong. Damn it.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you have?
Not that I know. I just want to know why you guys haven't talked about where Haley Van Lith has transferred to.
Oh, I thought we were going to get beaten up.
You guys have been this champion for...
She's going to TCU. What's the problem with Haley Van Lith? I'm supposed to mention everyone.
You guys have been
this
champion for women's sports, and I haven't heard it.
It's been off my radar.
It was on my radar.
Now, they did show Caitlin Clark.
I didn't know she was... I knew she was visiting. She was there during a... she was there during the spring game, I think it was.
Now, Caitlin Clark, they showed her at the Pacers game.
No, baseball game. She was at the baseball game.
You better get it right.
I'm sorry. Haley Van Lith was at the TCU. She was at the TCU baseball game, and there were a lot of people putting two and two together, and I didn't know she had transferred already until the weekend, but I didn't know if it would get brought up. We had a lot of Cavs. We had a lot of draft to talk about today. That's all. Go ahead, Tone. What were we going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, admittedly, it's been off my radar, but I'm gearing up because training camp is basically here already for the WNBA.
Well, when's the season starting?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The question is, I think in like 2 weeks, do I jump off the college basketball bandwagon and get to the WNBA now? I also think WNBA... This would be tough to do on the fly logistically. I think they're making a mistake playing all these games in Indiana. Caitlin Clark should be in every town like a circus act. She should be coming to Cleveland. She should be going to every city that has any kind of population that would come and watch her because I think they could sell out stadiums.
It's a bad idea.
I think they could sell out stadiums.
I still think it's a bad idea.
Well, hold on. They're already moving their games in some of the cities. They're moving them to the larger venues instead of the smaller ones. So, like, in Washington, they're playing in front of 4,000. Not anymore. They're going to the NBA facility where they've already sold out the game, like 18,000.
Hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. Abner. On West Boulevard.
Ken Carmen, what is going on, Ken Carmen? You get the signature Abner call. Let me tell you something, Ken Carmen. I went to the game, the Final Four game and the championship game to watch Caitlin Clark because you guys are on the topic, right? Yeah. I have never seen something like this, especially for a female athlete. The way she's contributing. I went to the practice, the open practice, Ken Carmen, and I kid you not, it was packed for the little girl to see her play. It was ridiculous. I've never seen something like that. And then, can I hit one more thing, Ken Carmen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say this. Watson is horrible. Get him out of Cleveland. That contract is horrible. Why did we trade everything for him?
No.
I hate you, Watson.
No.
Your cheesesteak place is not good, Watson.
No.
Wait a second. Hey.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to be happy to go out there and dine. I want to give it a try. Give anything a try.
Come on. You don't know that about the sandwiches. Come on. Ken in Brooklyn. Hello.
Hello. Hey, listen, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they have two bigs. They sent the Suns packing with Ishbia's dumb idea of putting a team together. Anyway, just because you got a lot of money, man, doesn't mean you know anything about basketball.
Ooh. Okay? We're going to send him this audio.
You traded for a guy you didn't need, and now you got no draft picks, you dummy. Anyways, if the Minnesota Timberwolves can play with two bigs, tell that clown that's going to be working at Crumbo next week.
Hey!
It's every time he calls.
What's with the restaurants,
Ken? We can't do that.
Okay. Stop! Stop! Let him in to have his investments in his cookies.
Yeah.
What's the matter with that?
Yeah, Tito's got a steak place now.
I don't think I've ever had a Crumbo cookie. I'm telling you, I will open up a drive-thru. It will be Ken Carmen's drive-thru at some point.
You get booze?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
like
of course you can get booze. It's a drive-thru in Ohio. You think I'm going to open up a dry drive-thru? Be in business for a day. Did you get booze here? No. Why? Well, it's Ken Carmen's drive-thru. No, you're gonna own a drive-thru.
Costumes, booze, and more.
Are you think if I'm hosting a show by the time I own a drive-thru, if the drive-thru goes under, people are going to call me up and make fun of the drive-thru?
Yes. They'll be part of the coming in hot.
I will stand out front with a sign.
How do you have a drive-thru that goes under in the state of Ohio, right? Unless I just don't want to confront the people stealing from me. Because you're definitely going to get people stealing from me.
It's a drive-thru. What are they doing? Just sticking their hands out?
No, I'm talking about the employees. I mean, you're definitely going to deal with that, right? I just assume.
They're in their cars.
That's one of the first things I did working at a bar was steal. It's one of the first things I did.
Yeah, you don't want to name names there. I never did.
The older guys put me up to it. The older guys put me up to it. They said, hey, here's $20. Take the cooler. You're the only one who has access to the cooler. Take it down. Act like you're putting ice in the barrel, and then ice down the beer. Take the beer off.
You're a crazy person.
Somebody bought two tickets to Edgefest 99 and a pair of Echo jeans with their first day earnings at a certain place.
All right. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. It's going to be a hell of a show. For Big Country. For Jeff. Oh, Jeff's not here. For Mackenzie, for Flumi, who tomorrow, we didn't get a chance today. She's going to tell us, I'm not going to look it up, what short kings are.
Said shorts making a comeback.
The shorts?
Short.
Short kings.
Okay, short kings. I don't know what short kings are. I'm going to find out tomorrow with Flumi. She's going to tell us. For Mitch, Jeff, I know he's got the day off, but what the hell. For the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Hey,
sounds good.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.